Activists took over a public meeting on the cleanup of the now-closed PES refinery site in South Philadelphia Thursday evening. Part of the refinery exploded in June, forcing its current owner into bankruptcy. But last night's meeting was hosted by Sunoco, the refinery's previous owner who's still responsible for the pollutants poured into the site for over 100 years. WHYY's Catalina Jaramillo has more.
First, activists blocked the entrance. Then they took over the microphones to sing chants and say how the refinery has affected their lives.
Enough is enough. I don't want to see my children die.
But the meeting was not on the fire. It was about past contamination of the site for which Sunoco is responsible. Sunoco should have involved the community before, but this was the first meeting in 12 years of cleanup process. Neighbor Shamar Pitts says it's too late.
Ain't no meeting going on if you ain't going to do it the way it's supposed to be done. We're supposed to be a part of the process. We're going to be a part of the process, or it ain't going to be no process.
Sunoco's plan was to have two meetings in 4 months and an 120-day public comment period. Residents say that's too little time to review dozens of technical documents. With the meeting canceled, Sunoco's cleanup company, Evergreen, and the city said they're not sure what happens next. Catalina Jaramillo, WHYY News.